Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cree bringing this back. My favorite blues man. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Fisher's, I guess, Robert J. Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, C-F-P, is the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. And he's here to talk to us about, we've been talking about cognitive bias, how we look at things and how sometimes that gets us into trouble in our businesses. I promise you, Bob, and welcome back, by the way, I promise you, I've allowed my cognitive bias system to cause me to make business decisions that were that turned out not to be so good. But we need to make sure that we don't mistake things we've learned and experience for a bias, because sometimes, you know, that's what experience is for. It's supposed to teach you something. But talk to us about this, what you call the framing effect.
Well, a framing effect, basically the way a problem is presented, often influences the way we make a decision.
Right.
For example, you know, let's say you're wanting to buy an Oriental rug, and you find this rug you like, and the salesman says, you know, it's $6,000. I have to have the money in cash today. And you say, well, I don't have that much cash with me. He says, okay, if you give me a $1,000 non-refundable deposit, I'll hold the rug till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So you give him $1,000, and the next day you're planning to go back to get the rug when you drive by an Oriental rug store, and your friend says, hey, why don't we just go in and check? And you go in there, and you find a rug that you like every bit as much as the rug that you're about to buy, and your friend says, hey, just for fun, let's ask them how much this rug cost. So the salesman says, well, this rug's for sale, yes, and it's $3,000. Now, depending on how your friend frames this might depend on how you make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your friend might say, well, look, here's the thing. We really, really liked that rug yesterday. We don't want to just waste $1,000. Who knows whether, you know, this rug will hold up as well. Let's just go buy the rug we were going to buy, and we won't waste $1,000. Or what your friend might say, excuse me.
We could buy this one and save $2,000.
And we'll save $2,000. The $1,000 is already gone. Forget
right.
It.
Sunk cost. It's what's called sunk cost.
So that's, you know, that's by the different way we frame the same circumstance, often influences how we make decisions.
Yep. And that's also called the not that particular story, but a similar type of a decision in business is called the Concord effect.
Mm-hmm.
The Concord fallacy, I should say, the Concord fallacy. And it's when you got sunk costs in something, and you say, well, I've already got this money invested in this. I'm in for a penny, in for a pound. At some point in time, maybe you need to go. But the framing effect, see, that would be the way I convince my wife that I need another fly fishing rod, right? Well, honey, this one's going to be so much better. You know, I can catch more fish. I'll be so much happier. That's kind of framing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's when you say where I'm going fly fishing, they have some great jewelry stores, and I know we got our anniversary coming
That's even better framing, right? So, but how do we do it in business? How do we frame, it's also called justification, right? Justifying.
Well, it can be. It's important when we explain things to clients that we frame them in the right way. And often, especially when there's bad news, is to stop and think about how it's going to be explained.
Right.
And also think about some solutions. And so that's very, very important for us in business.
You pointed out recently, I've got a couple of minutes here, that sometimes medical decisions are made because of framing.
And this is a huge area. And, You know, I mean, I want to say this. Look, of the people that are listening right now, more than 50% of them will be affected by this particular disease, diabetes. And when I say that, the people listening now either have diabetes, will get diabetes, or love someone who may get diabetes.
It's
more than half of them.
All right.
And here's the amazing thing.
All right, I got 1 minute.
Okay, there's two ways to frame this. One way is the doctor says you have an incurable progressive disease that will continually get worse. And that's all right, except if he says, unless you make a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. And you can make a lifestyle change and make dramatic changes in your diet and reverse and eliminate diabetes. And, you know, if people want to learn more about this, then go to the website nutritionfacts.org, not com, nutritionfacts.org. My friend Michael Greger has a great video there on how people can reverse diabetes with a healthy lifestyle.
And what's that got to do with framing?
Yes.
What does it have to do with framing?
Well, it depends on how the doctor frames your decision. If he frames it as you have a irreversible disease, there's nothing you can do but be reliable in the pharmaceutical industry,
right,
then you may make different lifestyle choices.
As if he says you can change your diet and work through it holistically. Yeah. Give us a website, Bob.
The website is VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com, and the website that I mentioned was NutritionFacts.org.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob Fisher. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.